She took a breath to calm herself before she spoke. Anger accomplished nothing, and she knew that. It was what had gotten her mother into more messes than an entire crew of Molly maids could get her out of. "Because I want the truth about what happened the night you came to Olympus. Artemis said that you tried to rape her." He made a choking noise, as if touching Artemis was the worst thing he could imagine.
"And what do you think?"
"I don't know. You haven't exactly shown me any high moral fiber here. Maybe she's right, and you did." He moved to stand in front of her. His eyes practically glowed gold in the light as he raked a disgusted look over her.
"Trust me, baby. I've never had to force myself on any woman. But let's say, for argument's sake, that I did. Do you think me dumb enough to try it on Olympus, under the noses of the other gods?"
He had a point, but she wasn't about to let him know that. "You're arrogant enough, you might."
"Yeah,"
he said, in a low, feral tone.
"Arrogant, but not stupid."
"Then why were you there?"
His features blank, he moved away from her, which made her wonder what he was hiding. There was something about that night that he didn't want to even think about. She could feel it.
"Answer my question."
"It's none of your business," he snapped. "Now, if you'll excuse me..."
He started for the door. Kat held her hand up and clenched her fist. The door immediately vanished.
"I wasn't kidding. You can't leave."
The next thing she knew, she was lifted from her feet and pinned to the wall.
"And neither am I. Let me out of here or you will regret it."
She shook her head slowly. "Kill me and you'll never get out." She felt the pressure holding her to the wall increase before it set her back on the floor with a gentleness that surprised her. "Thank you." He narrowed his eyes on her.
"I have to get out of here. There's less than 3 weeks to Armageddon, and I have a lot to do to prepare for it."
"Yeah, and right now I have a broken arm that needs to be tended. So I tell you what, you sit here contemplating Artemis's murder and Armageddon, and I'll be back in a few. But don't break or touch my stuff, or I'll take it out of your hide."
He opened his mouth to speak, but before he did, she flashed herself out of her small house and into the main palace of Colossus. Kat manifested in the main foyer and had to take a moment to locate her grandmother with her thoughts. As was typical of her grandmother, Apollyme was outside, in her garden. Out of respect, Kat walked the short distance through the throne room to the gilded doors that opened out onto the grounds. Her grandmother didn't like for people to pop in on her unexpectedly. Kat was the only one who knew why. Once, as a child, she'd done that, and caught her grandmother weeping hysterically in grief and pain. It was something Apollyme couldn't stand for other people to see. As the great destroyer, she only wanted people to see her strong and ruthless. But Kat's grandmother was much more than just that. She had a heart, and she ached, just like everyone else in the universe. All Apollyme wanted was to have her son, Kat's father, return to her. A son she'd loved more than anything, and one she'd only held twice in her life. Once, briefly, when he'd been taken prematurely from her to be hidden in the womb of another woman, and on the day the Greek god Apollo had killed him.